Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
What do you call it? Snap, crackle, and
that's a...
What the,
that's a clicky for streaky.
Clicky for streaky.
Is what that is?
It was something crazy. I love it.
Gentlemen.
Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Welcome in.
Been missing my favorite radio fellas. What? We weren't on the air last week. You guys were doing something without me. I don't remember what it was.
Where were we last week?
I think you were at Pinnacle last week.
Yes, yes. Cornish State Games kickoff.
Yes.
Before that.
Was Rose going?
Before that, I was
4th of July. No, we have 4th of July.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so it has been a good couple weeks.
Couple weeks,
yeah. How was your 4th?
It was nice. We didn't do much. We went over to the in-laws, and it's kind of a war zone all over town these days. And I live out in the country. It's normally quiet, and it was loud even out there. And so, it was one of those deals where they kept me up, and I had to go to work the next day, so I wasn't really feeling it. But that's all right.
Do you have in-laws, not outlaws, or are you the outlaw?
I'm probably the outlaw, yeah. I think that's fair to say. Yeah. Mm. Yep. You guys want to do the wine first or the beer first?
You're the expert. You tell us.
Let's do the wine first.
Because there it is.
I've never had this, and I don't want the beer to screw it up. So, because the beer we're doing is a hoppy beer. Mm. Even though I said it on the air that I lost my... Yeah, because I'm hoppy. I lost my taste for hops. So this is a brand new Vino Verde. It's called Las Lilas, and it's from Portugal.
Yeah, it does not look green to me.
It's not, but they use the term green like meaning young. Uh-huh. So, you ever watch Deadliest Catch? And the guys that are new on the boats, they're called a greenhorn.
Greenhorn.
Yep, okay. Yeah. So Vino Verde is just, it means young wine, and it can be made in red, white, or rosé. And it's made of a grape that's unique to Portugal, and I couldn't memorize it, so I had to write it down. It's called Espadieiro. And so, basically, this is made from the red grape, but into a pink wine, so they allow just a little bit of skin. What, Austin Orman?
No, that's maceration.
That is maceration. And they come in at a light 11%, and it's got a little bit of effervescence to it. Very fresh, kind of a chuggle.
That's a band.
What's a band?
Effervescence.
Effervescence, yeah. Evanescence.
It's Evanescence.
Evanescence.
Yeah.
If there was a definition of patio pounder, it would be this.
Yeah, this
it is
good,
smooth
man.
Like that.
Yeah, this is on and popping here.
This gets you in trouble. You know, you're sitting at home and you think you just, lightweight, and then all of a sudden, pow.
Yeah, it'll
sneak
up on you.
Mike Tyson uppercut.
It almost is like a dry wine cooler. It's so light.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. And it goes good with this sandwich.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah.
You got a little chicken salad there. Is that what's going on? My wife picked
from
up.
From the mill.
From the mill?
Hmm.
My wife picked up one of those $4.99 rotisserie chickens from Costco and made a massive batch of chicken salad with it and had the dried cranberries and the shaved almonds, I think. And oh, man, I ate that all week. It was so good.
Mm.
So good.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
And where did they get it? They got a whole batch of what?
So at Costco, they have pre-cooked whole chickens you can buy for $5.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're delicious.
You ain't been up
streaky.
On that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh,
and your $1.25 hot dogs.
Yeah, I don't...
You just go in and buy it, and you can do it, just cut it. And,
yeah, and it's all cooked.
Hey, Strick. And
marinated,
and it's not like if you go to like a grocery store, you get the little ones. These are some big ones, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they're $5. It's unbelievable.
$5 to take care of you all week. I know you do the meal prep and stuff. You'll be good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We made a huge batch of the chicken salad, and then I even had, some of the mushier pieces I just saved for the dog, so, he can have some treats. Say what? What?
Can I borrow your Costco card?
Costco? Oh,
yeah. We're practically twins.
Costco?
Yeah, we look alike.
Yeah. Aren't you a famous basketball player?
Don't you love Costco, Kevin?
I do. I secretly do. My wife and I go on Costco dates. And
heck yeah.
It's, 9 times out of 10, we don't need anything.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Is there is nothing better for a grill master. I know you're a grill master. Is when you get free reign to go in the meat department. Is that true? Are you like that?
I go immediately straight to the prime.
Yeah.
And
that's my dude, man.
And I look for, you know, the thing about Costco Prime, though, is that especially if you're going tenderloin, you'll get two really good cuts and then you'll get two end cuts. But occasionally, if you're patient, you can get four middle cuts, and that's the, you take those and run. Yeah. That's the real deal.
You got to take your time. You got to do some digging, and sometimes you got to play some stuff, and then if you want to come back, and then just because you got to go and walk and think about it a little bit, then you come back to know where you're. If there's a sale on like Prime, I'll hide it like three or four deep, go get something, think about it, make sure I can get it, come back. Mm-hmm. I love Sam's Club and Costco.
I'm the same way. I'm a sucker for that stuff.
See, I've always been a Sam's guy. That's where my family went growing up. Yeah. And then we had a Costco on the south side when I lived down there. We're back up north. So I'm Sam's through and through.
Yeah. I like both.
They're not that much different fundamentally. I don't know. I feel like the quality of help, though, at Costco is better than it is overall at Sam's. So. Yeah.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like good service.
But they're both good. Them both.
You guys are also, I assume, talking about the 84th and Highway 2, Sam's?
I am.
I haven't been there in forever, so I can't really say.
Well, your boy's at North 27th, Sam. So.
Yeah.
It's live and popping up. Where
yeah,
I bet it is. Hey, he in the club over there.
They play a different kind of music while you're shopping.
My people.
Yeah, see, that's
Love Sam's.
This is good, Kevin, man.
It is good, though.
This is really good, man.
These are on the shelf for $15, brand new to the store, has a good looking label. You know, say you're on a date with your girl or you want to do a picnic or something like that, this would be a perfect wine.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of wine, 10, 15, 20 in effect. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. So it's our summer wine sale. So mix and match any 3 regularly priced wines, save 10%. Mix and match any 6, save 15%. And mix and match a dozen, save 20%. So it's basically an extra 5% discount above and beyond what we used to do.
And that's been going on for a week, as you've been telling people. When does it run through?
I believe it runs through a week from Sunday. So it'll go about another 10 days.
Perfect. Kevin Meyer, Meyer Croker's Bottle, 13th and South, 10, 15, 20 summer wine sale. Let's move on to the beer then. A little hoppy thing.
Local, too. And I'll try not to reap. Last time I was here, I spilled my wine on the thing. Jay had my back. Thank you again, Jay. Yeah, I appreciate
we've
you.
We've all done that, man.
We've all been there.
So I'm attempting to focus on my movements while I'm talking at the same time. So this is local from Corn Coast Brewing right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska, over there at about 14th and Yankee Hill Road. And this is a hazy IPA called Party Wave. Party Wave. Okay. So just came in the store today. Super fresh. Like I said, for the longest time, pretty much the only kind of beer I drank were IPAs. And I sort of burnt out on them. And so I haven't been doing it a whole lot, but I really like theirs. They're usually a little bit fruitier, lightly sweet with a little bit of lactose, but not over the top. And they're just good drinkable IPAs. So I thought I'd bring one in. Little yang dang in there.
Yeah, hoppy. Ooh, but when you said it was hoppy,
it's hoppy.
I expected more.
It's not bitter.
It's not bitter at all.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what leans me more to their IPAs versus other kinds.
I like this.
It's more of a juicy, fruitier style of hop versus that bitter, piney style.
The hops hit the nose. Like, I smelled it just to see what you were talking about, and I got the hops hit my nose. Yeah. But
I like this one.
Relative to the smell,
smells pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Relative to the smell, lower hops than I would have anticipated.
It's just a different technique, and it also depends on the type of hop, because different hops will lend different flavors into the wine, and it all comes from what's known as their lupulin glands, which are these little tiny yellow beads. And a hop kind of looks like a small pine cone, and they're about the size of your thumb. And if you break them open, there's these little tiny yellow beads in there, and they're sticky. And that's what gives the hop its character. And so they are grown and sort of bred to give the the beer's different nuances. And so, like I say, some are more bitter, some are more sweet, some are more fruity, and then and some are more piney. And then it also depends on when they put them in the beer. So at the front of the boil, the back of the boil, are you using whole cone hops? Are you using pelletized hops? They can even use almost like hop extract. So it's there's a variety of ways to do it, and they're getting more and more creative all the time.
Front of the boil, hoppier or less hoppy?
I believe this is, I'm not a brewer, but I believe the front of the boil is going to make it hoppier, more bitter. And because the longer those hops stay in, the more they're going to integrate throughout. So if you do it at the end of the boil and remove them, it's just, you're just going to get that sort of sweetness off the top, if I remember correctly.
You are the expert. We will have to take your word for
If there's a, home brewer right now, and if I'm wrong, forgive me.
Anything else from Corn Coast in the store?
Yeah, we have their Modern Melody in the store. They're not in sort of constant distribution. They only have a few retail outlets. We happen to be one of them, which I appreciate. And we get a drop from them about once a month is all. So it's usually about a, you know, 2 or 3 case maximum. They're not canning a ton of beer. They're spreading it out between about, about 6 or 8 accounts in Lincoln and then a few in Omaha. They are also opening an Omaha tap room in Papillion, but that's got a little ways to go. But if you haven't been there, it's a fun hangout spot. And they've got an outdoor seating area now that's to the north of their building, so you can get out of the sun if it's hot and enjoy a cold beer out on the patio.
Is Myers Cork and Bottle a fun hangout spot?
Yeah. I mean, I've only been there for 20-something years. So.
How acceptable is loitering?
Well, it depends on who you are, I guess.
Well you loiter, right?
Right. Yeah. If you're fun to hang around, then absolutely. If you're not, then I'll ask you to leave.
Seems fair.
But, you know, come hang with old Uncle Kevin. We'll shoot the breeze.
One last time, summer wine sale info.
So 10, 15, 20 sale. Mix and match any 3 wines, regularly priced wines, save 10%. Any 6 wines, save 15%. Or any 12 wines, save 20%.
Perfect. Hey, next week, just you, me, and Stricky. Jay's going to be doing his big timer thing in Indy.
All right. Attaboy, Jay.
I don't know if it'd be that, but yeah.
You're going to represent us well.
I'm going to represent to the fullest.
You gonna bring a suit? You got to dress up, don't you?
No, we're not dressing up this year, but I'll have a suit. I always pack one with me, though.
Nice.
Excellent. Kevin Meyer, Myers Cork and Bottle, thanks as always, good sir.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
Old School continues next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.